then we're going to discuss the evaluation criteria and the financing of our remote. Then we're going to evaluate the product and I think the whole production process, and then we'll close it up and we have 4 minutes. So, let's have a project presentation.
Okay. Sure. You or me?
You read that stuff.
Okay. Well, since our materials aren't exactly what we were going for, I'm just going to translate what this all means for you. The base is going to be gunmetal gray, which is what we have decided. It's going to be plastic. Then there's the latex cover, which is what you see as red. And because it can be replaceable, we just kind of went with the color. And then the buttons are actually kind of poking through rather than on top. And the buttons will be a much lighter blue, almost see-through. It's just sort of a very pale blue and a light up yellow. And the whole thing lights up if you press any button, rather than just that one button will light up. And then at the bottom we have our logo, bright yellow sort of design with the RR, which will actually look like our logo. And then on the side you have the buttons. And they're one button, but they kind of push up and down. I don't think they're scrolling.
No. They're just buttons.
Right, yeah. And then, yeah, the buttons.
On-off switch will be here, and as you've noticed on our prototype, they've ended up with a curvature, kind of biconcave sort of thing, except for, you know, can't see anything.
Yeah.
So, I'm hoping that when we get to production, we can actually make them like that, because they're very nice to stuff. You know, stick it in there.
Yeah.
The two squared buttons are our two probably least used, menu, mute. And then these are the numbers. So our channel and our volume will be on either side.
Yeah. And then the last thing is just that it'll be black labeling on top, just which we can fix.
Did you determine the curvature of the bottom part of it for the hand? Is it going to be a single or a double?
I'd say a single.
Single.
I think it sounds good because it's not big enough to really constitute a double.
Right.
Yeah, it's only actually the size of my hand.
Great. I think you did an awesome
job. Yeah, I think it's beautiful.
It is beautiful. And it's everything that we discussed.
Yeah. Good job. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Really good. All
right. What's next on our agenda? We're going to discuss the evaluation criteria and then that's with Courtney.
Okay. That's the PowerPoint presentation. I don't really know exactly what we should talk about. It's under evaluation. Alright, so these are the criteria we're going to ask. Is it easy to use? Is it fashionable? I guess we should write these down so we can reference them.
Feel good meaning what?
Like, does it feel good?
Physically.
Yeah,
physically. Okay.
That's just for current trends.
Right.
Because it really
Yeah, it was a little difficult to incorporate the cover with the cherry fruit on it.
Yeah. But so we do have removable covers, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well then that's okay. And so we can everybody have that?
Okay.
Yeah, she's
done. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we're using the criteria for a cycling scale. And so we need to discuss how we feel it falls within this range. So for easy to use, do we feel it's very easy to use?
True or false?
Easy to use. I say we individually, right?
What do you guys?
Yeah.
Why not? Okay.
Easy to use, I vote 6.
Wait, that's false.
Oh!
2. Okay.
I'd say 2 as well.
Yeah, 2.
2.
Oh.
That's what I say.
Oh,
okay. Fashionable?
At the moment?
No, I mean, like, no, I think it's very fashionable.
Me too, very chic.
I would give it a 1.
1. I'll give it a 2 because at the moment it's not looking that
good. Well, that's just like, that's a clay. It's a prototype.
I don't think it's that fashionable. I'd give it like 3 or 4.
Okay.
So the average is about a 2?
Yeah.
But then I'm not fashionable, so don't use my opinion.
That's okay, yeah.
Not for all the customers we have.
Does it feel good?
Imagine, since we obviously don't
have
it.
The shape of it actually does.
And it is very ergonomically designed. It's going to be curved.
Yeah, it's going to be thicker.
Yeah.
Depth.
I think it feels good.
I think so too.
I'll give it a 2.
Okay.
I'll give it a 1.
What do you think?
I'd say 2.
Is it technologically innovative? Oh, sorry, I'm taking your job.
Oh, no, it's fine. You're product manager. yeah, I mean, and does it have the phrase recognition on it?
Yes. Right, we were able to do it with that kind of
chip. Oh, right.
Chip.
We could do it with the chip, yes. It wasn't, we had no reflection of it on the prototype,
yeah.
But that's
right.
Because it had only 2 dimensions.
Okay, and we discussed that.
Yeah,
right.
So. Then yes, then I would, well, it doesn't, what else would it need to be technologically innovative?
Well, we don't have the, you know, we can't say channel, it changes the channel.
And it doesn't cover anything other than TV,
right.
So I'd probably give it a 3.
Yeah, okay.
Even though it is for just a TV remote, it's very advanced, but it is just a TV remote.
Yeah, I'd go for a 3 or 4 on that one, so.
Yeah, go 4.
Okay, let's go for
3.5.
Right. And the last criteria, is it
squishy and fruity?
Well, we've covered that. Yeah.
It's just trendy, basically.
Yeah. So, I give it 2.
It's capable of being
squishy. Oh, it's very capable of being squishy and fruity.
Okay.
And it's very important.
Yeah.
Okay,
there we go. Let's see.
Next.
So, our model slightly resembling a giant delicious cookie appears to be a winner. And hopefully we'll sell millions. Good job, team.
How did you get that in there?
What?
It's slightly resembling a giant delicious cookie.
It does.
That was good.
Thanks. Very good. All right. Let's go back to this. Okay, so now we're moving on to finance. Okay. I'm going to show you an Excel spreadsheet, and we're going to fill it in together based on what components we're including in our remote and see if it's under 1250 euro. If so, we can proceed. If not, we need to go back to drawing board a little bit. Okay, so let me bring that up. Here we go. All right. It's not Canon, it's powered by battery.
Yep.
So we give it a
2.
Number of components you plan to use. Do I just put quantity being 1 battery or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if it's a, do you want to go for, this is where we need to make a final call, if it's a lithium or do you want to go triple A's? Because triple A's, we're going to have to do more than 1 battery. Oh, let's just go for a lithium, what do you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do lithium.
I think the people who purchase this are going to be technologically
advanced.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Down to the electronics. Section. We're going to need this kind, correct?
Yeah.
If you do the voice sensor. So one of those. It is a single curve, so one of those. What's that? Yeah, that's correct. Okay, down here.
It's plastic.
Plastic.
And special color.
Down here, interface type. We're going to have the integrated scroll.
No, we don't have to scroll.
Those are just regular.
But
it's a push button too, right there.
Yeah.
This?
Integrated scroll wheel or push button. We're really having just push button interface.
Okay, so we can just go.
But will we? Actually, we'll need 2, won't we? One for the top and then one for this one for each side.
But that just covers the type of button we're having, because we're not doing a scroll on the side. It's a push button.
Like the 29 means like you have both scrolls and.
Push button.
Right. I think what Cody's talking about is, do we need to put 2
like,
here?
Because there's like 1 interface right here, and then because it's not going to be on the same plane when you press the button, there's
right.
going to have to be
yeah.
additional signals on the sides.
Okay.
So is that going to be an extra 1 on each side?
I don't know. That might put us, well.
2 interfaces? Is that what should we
say? Or 3 because of 1 each side.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
I mean, it's fine because it comes out the same as 29, a little less than 29.
Okay, and button supplements, the buttons are not.
They're special color.
Okay.
They're a special form because they're indented.
Oh, right.
And they're a special material.
Yeah.
Well, we're under cost then.
We're over?
No, we're under. 12.5 is our limit.
Oh, I see.
So either you can go to production,
you can go to. Okay. Now we're going to talk about the project process and whether or not we're satisfied with the whole process and the result. Did we have a lot of room for creativity? Did we have a lot of room for individual leadership, teamwork, and the means, meaning the technology that we used to produce our little guide there, and if we found any new ideas. Now, the question is, how do we do this?
Or you just discuss it?
Discuss, sure. All right. Well, who would like to go first?
We didn't have a whiteboard. Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
And no internet.
No, yeah, that's a good point. Because I forgot that that wasn't her decision. Yeah.
And how did you feel about the whole process, though?
Oh, overall, I mean, I thought we did a good job. Like, we got to choose, basically, a control over, minus it being just a whole TV or not. We got to choose what we wanted to do with it.
Right, and we got to say over what. How technologically advanced it should be, and also how fashionable, which I kind of
am more fashionable than technologically.
Yeah. What about the teamwork aspect? How did you guys enjoy making the model, the prototype?
I think we did well.
I think you did. Did you work well together in there?
Yep.
Well, maybe by someone who was scratching your foot.
Gouges.
And we've all been a pretty congenial team here, I think.
I mean, minus you guys being, what is it, the survey, annoying or
irritating?
Irritating.
Wow, that's a definitely a strong.
Okay.
The means, the whiteboard didn't work.
And no internet.
I have to knock that one down.
Yeah, no internet.
And everyone really feels strongly with
the internet. I do. There's so much available. Like, information.
Yeah.
I really
enjoy
the
guys. Yeah, they're fun. Even though I'm not really sure what I could do with that, but they are awesome.
We use the laptops for receiving and everything.
Yes.
Right, laptops are
wireless too.
Wireless. And then we have a shared network where we can put all of them.
Yeah.
And let's not forget the sexy dual microphones. I hope they are.
And the brother. Big brother.
Yeah.
Okay, have you found any new ideas through this process?
We are really going to sell this.
For something that looks cool and also has what I want it to do technologically.
Yeah.
And that's your right brain taking over, wanting the artistic, the fashionable, the hip, you know? If we all just went out and bought useful things, I don't think. I mean, that's not.
Well, that's why I don't like a Macs or Apples, just because I look at it. I know it's probably a very good computer, but I look at it and I'm taken back to elementary school because they look the same. They look like they did when I was in elementary school,
yeah,
and that's so old fashioned to me.
Like
the Toronto District School Board only uses Macs with their kids.
Exactly. So I associate them with like really low tech, really cheap,
just the
bad
font.
Yeah.
But I do like iPods. Good for you.
Yeah, no, iPods. They want all those words for.
Yeah.
Well,
and
iPods are now quite trendy, and they come in different
colors. Exactly. I mean, how many people went out and bought a Nokia phone back when we were like in high school just to get the changeable faceplates?
Oh, yeah.
One issue is just like the whole it's for TV only. I was like, who's going to buy a remote just for the TV unless they've lost theirs?
Look at it. That is a
You're kidding.
For people. Whoa.
No.
Marketing director says,
No, marketing has to actually create the desire for it.
Oh, I
would say
that's
okay. We can create a commercial where they think that all their needs will be met. This will help them find the one.
They'll be sexy with it.
We can have like an Eve type commercial, and that's the fig leaf.
Oh, right.
That'll sell.
Let you
and
lose.
So
yeah.
The serpent says, use our remotes.
Yeah,
no.
Okay, we're going to wrap this up now. The costs are within the budget. We evaluated the project. And now we're going to complete the final questionnaire and meeting summary. And then we're going to have a big time party apparently for the rest, though.
Woohoo!
All right, thank you, team.
Mark,
you did a great job. It was lovely working with you.
Good.
You too.
Yay! Thanks to the project leader.